Hello, my friends. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you? Life with you? Are you good? All's well? Oh, yeah. Second work week. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon. My name's Joyce. All right. For Tuesdays, we call this one, or we've themed it, Open Thought. So, Open Thoughts, we're considering conversations, social, socioeconomic, and I like it because we can discuss the nuances, implications, the concepts, the narrative, and I can hear you. You can hear me. Yeah, we're 24 hours a day. We're 7 days a week. We're Nigeria Info. The sun rises here. Yeah, 29 minutes past 12 p.m. Hold on, I'm trying to confirm that I actually do have. So let me, pre-inform you. 2:15, there's a recorded program. 2:30, as you have now come to expect, his story. Yeah, another recorded program that narrates the life of someone phenomenal or someone who has done phenomenal things, or both. All right, 12:30. Today on Open Thoughts, our first hour, we're going to consider the government's intent to regulate Netflix. So if you watch TV via internet, you probably might have heard this, or this gist might still be new to some of you. I will share with you what the government presents to be its position or reason for wanting to regulate TV content and the consumption of it. Okay, first hour. Second hour, I want us to discuss surrogacy. I want us to discuss the implications from the moral angle, ethical angle, and honestly, the religious angle. I'm asking you to be as sophisticated as possible. I'm asking you to be as thoroughly, I want your ideas to be thoroughly thought out. I want you to consider why and the justifications for it, at least the cases presented as to why some couples or some women are choosing to have a child via someone else. Okay? All right. And after that, of course, the recording at 12:15 and subsequently that at 12:30. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here. Off on a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, the conversation begins. We can talk.
To Open Thought on the sunny side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Welcome, 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 Nigeria Info. Now, you should hear that the Nigerian government has revealed plans to regulate streaming and content providers such as Netflix, as it urged that they can be exploited to cause chaos and undermine Nigeria's democratic processes. The Minister of Information and Culture, Lai Mohammed, made the disclosure, adding that popularity and demand of streaming services in Nigeria has grown with the COVID-19 pandemic. Hence, its regulation. The minister, who was represented by the Director Information and Technology in the ministry, Comfort Ajiboye, reiterated his age-long bias that social media and streaming services can be used to cause chaos and undermine democratic processes. So initially, when I heard it, I thought it would have been maybe to regulate morality, because sometimes the things that children watch on television play a huge role in how their mindsets are fashioned, how they see the world, how they interact or how they would eventually interact with the world, or maybe what they think the world is. And so I thought, okay, maybe morality. When it was first news. I thought, oh, okay, trying to regulate ethics, morality. And then, no, I realized it's not about that. It's more about things that you could watch on television that could alter your mindset and has a potential to lead or cause chaos and undermine democratic processes. And I know that you have a litany of what you believe could cause chaos or undermine democratic processes. I don't know whether you think watching, internet television, for example, Netflix, and some of you are huge consumers of YouTube. I don't know whether there are things that you consume on those platforms that you honestly believe have the potential to influence persons and cause them to threaten our national peace and democracy. So this conversation is to find out what you think about the possibility of regulating internet television and whether you honestly agree with what is presented as a case or reason as to why it should be regulated. I want to know what it is you even consume. So say, for example, there are things that you consume and you believe that these type of consumption or media consumption can lead to altered mindsets or perspective and, of course, subsequently bring about chaos, bring about destruction. But first of all, I think you have to watch something and that thing has to first make you destructive, and then of course you take that destruction into the world. Is the same reason why, for example, the things that children watch are rated? So if it's, you know, parental guidance, or if parental guidance is required, usually the film would state it, you know, parental control. If they think it's rated 13, rated 12, usually they tell you, well, if your child is not up to 14, they can't consume this. If your child is 14 and above, they can't consume this. So even in the world of film, a kind of regulation also happens. And this is not necessarily me holding court for government. It's just even within the film world, a form of regulation happens. So welcome to the show. Let's talk about the possibility that what you consume, whether on YouTube, Netflix, or whatever, Hulu, if you're on Hulu, whatever else you're on. Yeah, let's talk about that. And what are you even consuming that has that potential? I think we need to know, so maybe we can even blacklist them specifically. My name's Joyce, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, I do.
Welcome, what's your name?
Good afternoon. It's Komedi Kechukwu, a.k.a. Kubukuma.
Okay.
And see, I want to tell you what is bothering me. Is it what Nigeria is supposed to be talking about? Is it what our government is supposed to be talking about regulating? All these things that are regulating, Jonathan did not regulate it before they enter. I have told you last time that let them shut the media, shut everything, shut Twitter, so that we can arrest. They are not telling me about Dr. Road. They are not telling me about Gary 1000. They are not telling me about Echo 100. They are not telling me Rice 500. They are telling me about regulating the Nickelodeon. Concerning the question you're asking me, what am I watching? I watch Premiership and Nigeria and Nigeria Ball. I don't have time for watching all this other thing.
Okay.
That we lead them to regulate. So let's stop all this media jihad and media Islamization. Let them stop it. Let them shut them. That's what I want to say for now.
Well, thank you very much for giving me your opinion. Can I also state that it was stated that the goal of regulation is not to stifle creativity, but to create sanity and encourage healthy competition for socioeconomic gains. Sanity. So this speaks specifically to the psyche of the average Nigerian who's consuming media. We can insinuate that you're consuming something that makes you, on average, mad. Well, yeah. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon to you.
What's your name?
Engineer Joseph.
Go ahead.
Calling from BI.
Okay.
Yeah, Joyce. First of all, I want to appreciate you, okay, for handling this program.
Thank you.
Are you there?
I'm with you. Thank you very much. I heard that. Go ahead. I'm with you.
Thank you so much. We need to begin to get our acts right.
You sound stretched. You sound as though there's something about this that just maybe frustrates you. Could you just speak up and speak in a rhythm?
Joyce, I think government should channel most of the energy into something that is of more beneficial to Nigerians.
Okay.
I think talking about Netflix, what the content of what they, you know, what we watch on the and on streamline on online,
mm-hmm.
shouldn't be what we should be discussing right now.
Wait, is that to me or is that to Lai Mohammed? Who are you addressing that to?
To Lai Mohammed.
But I think you're undermining what this is. He's discussing it already, and I'm giving you an opportunity to do the same. So you can't quite disregard it,
right?
Yeah.
But most of the movies, you know, are already rated. You have the one of 12, you have 13, you have 16. So you choose the one that fits your age range.
Is it possible that there's something? You sound like a young Nigerian who's on Netflix, for example. Is there something that you believe could be altering the mental stability of the average Nigerian, or has a potential to induce chaos in the mindset of the average Nigerian?
No, when government steps into any issue, they're looking at the money. They need money. And all they are doing is to do what? To make sure that these guys pay for something they already streamlined what they're going to put on the table. They're going to call them to negotiate.
You don't think it's about the well-being of the average Nigerian? You're talking money. But
nope.
You don't think
nope.
so? Okay.
It's not.
All right.
Thank you very much
for calling. I do appreciate it. According to Business Day, they report that 123 million internet users... missing on Netflix top 50. Wait, Nigerian, we have about 123 million users? Wait. That's a lot of numbers. Well, that's a huge number if that's the amount of Nigerians consuming. No, that's the amount of Nigerians consuming internet. Oh, I get that. Hello, how are you? Someone just sent that
Joyce.
To me.
Yeah, Joyce, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Someone just sent me something. You're an internet user, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
I am.
Great. So maybe you're amongst the 123 million internet users.
Well, what I actually wanted to say is just like other callers have actually said, I think the government should really focus on what is affecting us than what is not affecting us. If we have good governance, I don't think they will have time. They will have time and checking all this Netflix or YouTube or whatever.
Do they have a point?
Yeah, the truth, no matter the kind of point that they have or things like that, just give us good governance. When you give us good governance, you have because they don't have any tangible thing that they're actually doing. That's just the truth. They're not doing anything. Because if you're doing something, you'll be busy. You won't be thinking about this. I think they are idle. They don't have anything to do right now. That's just the truth.
All right.
Yeah, they don't have anything tangible that they can actually place on the table. How do you want to regulate that?
Well, content-wise, it sounds like that's something that can be done. But to what extent and why is really the conversation. To what extent and then why is it being regulated? Why is there an idea to have it regulated? Hi, Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good afternoon to you. Can you hear me?
Top of the day. I'm
Hello? I lost you. Hi, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, lady. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's your name? What's your name? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name? Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, I can hear you.
Welcome, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Wale.
Welcome, Wale.
I want to ask Lai Mohammed one question.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he doesn't know that this position is not forever. One. Secondly, what is the main reason why he's on that position? Is it to be talking about something that doesn't concern us? Concerning regulating, they don't know what to do again. They are talking about regulating. They are talking about how much are we going to be buying price per liter.
Yeah. We've also discussed that on Nigeria Info. Well, this is one of many things that besets here.
They don't think about well-being of citizens. They are talking... Lai Mohammed is not even fit to be in that position.
No. He's thinking about your well-being, but this time around, he wants your well-being to not affect democracy. And
No. Okay. Why are they here? Why are they there? They are there No. Lai Mohammed is a mess for this country.
Well, you can't quite say that just because you disagree with him.
No. He doesn't know the next thing.
So you think that there are other issues that require
a lot
maybe
of issues, a
regulation?
Canada, a lot of countries have banned us from entering their country. A lot of things like that has been happening.
No. Not a lot of people have banned you. The UK probably.
UK and Canada.
Well, just because of the virus.
So they don't know what to do with that. They don't know how to test it. They don't know anything.
They're working on it. You can't quite blame...
They're not even fit to be in that position.
But you're not speaking on the issue. You're just mad at everything not working right. Do me a favor. Stick to the topic. You know, refine your argument. Sharpen the edges of your logic. And let's have some talk. I mean, my phone lines are ringing hard, but I want you to give some flesh to the bone of your ideas. Hi. What's your name? Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Hey guys, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Chris.
Do you watch... are you on any of this internet's TV platforms?
Joyce, thank you for your explanation. No. Lai Mohammed is good, though. He's good at what he's doing.
Okay.
You want the well-being of Nigerians, right?
Yeah.
But the angle Lai Mohammed is saying it, I think most Nigerians never see it from that angle.
What angle are you talking about now?
So Lai Mohammed now.
I mean, I know whom you're referring to, but the angle is what I'm hoping to understand.
That's what I'm saying. I think he need more. You know, like you've been doing most explanation to us. He need to explain more so people will get this where it's coming from. Here you get. Like he told us, they want to be queen of Nigerians. That's what they have.
Well, they want to regulate the internet content, you know, particularly, say, things on Netflix, because the objective of their responsibility is to preserve the democracy of this nation. And they need you to consume things that maintain your sanity and do not push you to the edge and cause you to react or overreact. Yeah.
All I had to say to Lai Mohammed, you know, he marketed the APC to Nigerians and he is destroying.
I want you to speak on Netflix.
What is he going to regulate now? What is he going to affect in democracy? The one you did about Twitter is still there. You are still denying. You are talking of anything he wants to do, let him do. They have less than 2 years to go.
Do you approve? Okay. Ooh. Okay. Nigeria Info. Hello. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Your voice sounds too lazy. You would put us all to sleep. Hi, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Yes, off.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, lady.
Good afternoon. My name is Tammy.
Welcome, lady. Thank you.
Yes. So when I first heard this, I don't know if it's two different things on the radio. I heard, like, you know, the Nigerian film, whatever, were going to regulate Netflix. So I was quite happy. I mean, I was like, okay, good. They want to regulate the morals. So now to hear this Lai Mohammed spin on it, I'm like, does he want to regulate our thinking? Because that's what he wants.
Hold on a second. Could you repeat the part of this gist that you heard, which you approve of?
Well, no, the part, not approve, but I thought that made sense. Where the Nigerian film, the people that regulate the films and stuff. So that's what I had heard.
Yeah, and so what part of the regulation do you think was good? Is it content-wise or what?
No, yes, the content. They
good.
Said they wanted to make sure that the way they put it when I heard it was that what they were putting out was good for Nigerian, morally. Had Nigerian, what's it called, Nigerian vibes and views and stuff like
okay,
that.
Hold on a second. Let's stay on that, because I think beneath this language of regular or maintaining peace and stability is also what you have just referenced, which is what I referenced when I kicked off the show. Do you think a state can regulate your morality more than you can or more than your religious influence can?
No, I don't think they can.
Yeah, but you approved of it when you heard it. You said, well, it sounds like a good idea. So I'm trying to find out, can the state really regulate your morality or...
Well, no, so not approve. I said it makes sense. Because they already do that for the Yoruba films and the stuff that we do in Nigeria. They already put they block it and all this stuff. So if an international company is also coming to the... It makes sense, like, okay, everybody's on the same playing field.
Let me ask, what are some of the things you see on TV that you wish were not there? Just based on your own moral influences, what are some of the things you see on television that you think, nah, this shouldn't be there? Whether for adults or children, what do you see?
Well, if it's for children, anything that has to do with full frontal nudity and things like that, and language, you know, a lot of cursing. I don't think like children ought to be listening to those stuff.
Oh, okay.
But adults, you're an adult, you make up your mind if you're going to watch it or not. But for children, yes.
Okay. I'm going to let you have it. It just didn't quite seem like much of a threat. Yeah, that don't sound like much of a threat enough for, you know, I get it. But thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I do appreciate. Okay, so remember that anytime you hear the government has a desire to regulate something, you now have to reevaluate what were the initial freedoms and what would this new impact from regulation be. So I initially thought moral content. I thought so. But maybe there is a linking string between what I thought and the fact that this is aimed let me put it in her words. She reiterated his age-long bias that social media and streaming services can be used to cause chaos and undermine democratic processes. So if that is the active language, that social media and streaming platforms could cause chaos and undermine democratic processes, let's discuss that. To what degree is your media consumption capable of influencing you, or is this something else? All right, Nigeria Info, let's talk. My name's Joyce. Hello, what's your name? The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Big Mike from Okota.
Thank you, go ahead.
I want to say that, it has already been proven that we have sympathizers of Boko Haram in our government, at least, if I'm to put it accurately, former sympathizers of Boko Haram in our government. And you know what the mantra for Boko Haram is? They are against Western education, not just education in the four walls of the school pretext, but education, like whatever is Western...
a Western ideology?
Western inspired.
Okay.
Now, some of the things that I believe they're trying to block on this streaming platform are things that educate us about our rights as a citizen. So that it will encourage us to protest. It will encourage us of means to go about fighting for these rights.
Okay.
Learning how to go online and go and write petitions or support petitions. These are the things that people learn online.
Okay.
How to know their rights and means to go out. So, it is a sort of way of stifling people.
You think
from
so?
Learning about the Western way of doing things in a democratic system. Because it is a threat to them. Why else would anybody in their sanest of minds come out to say that they want to regulate streaming platforms and online media?
I mean,
Who has ever threatened while they were not in power? But now that they're in power, they feel they want to regulate it. They used these means when they were about to come into power and they're asking us not to be educated or they want to tell us. Look at who is telling us what we should or we should not watch on these streaming platforms.
Well, he's not. I don't think he's trying to tell you what to watch and what to not watch. I think it's more he's sharing a concern, the way it's put. It's a concern of national implication.
Like you said, they said that the concern is that it is affecting our...
It could,
Make sure that it is not affecting our sanity.
Yeah.
Before you be concerned about that sort of thing, then that means we, as the people, may have been exhibiting traits of insanity.
Well, it's a safe assumption.
So who is now the sane person between us and them who want to regulate this or who are suggesting these things?
We can debate
that. They should not come out and tell us that they are Boko Harams leading us in this country.
Okay, so if we ignore your sentiment for a moment, do you think that there is a possibility that there might be some credit to the assumption that media consumption can influence people to act crazy, undemocratic, abusive, and maybe in manners that might threaten national security or safety?
Yes, there's a tendency for that. But before you have such a worry or suggestive reason or in that direction, such as to regulate these things, you must have pointers as to why you are taking this action. That look at the precedent that is from such things that
Do you
that is
think
why
Twitter
deem it fit to regulate this place?
Okay.
Look at what these people did. Look at what these populists did. Look at what the masses did. It's from here they learned it from. So what is that thing that we have shown precedence on that is informing your need to regulate this aspect of our life?
Okay. Wow. You've done a good job of trying to help us ask maybe even more questions. I do appreciate your contribution. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
Thank you. We're Nigeria Info. This pretty much spreads even further as the opinions come in. My name is Joyce. We're off on a break. When we come back, this conversation continues. Your opinion, your fears, your sentiments, and hopefully we can arrive at some logical finality to your opinion sharing. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Beautiful Tuesday afternoon to you. Open Thoughts, we call it. Welcome, my name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Nigeria Info. Beautiful afternoon to you if you have just tuned in. So, we're discussing government's ongoing intent to regulate media. Social media. All right, so I'm not sure what you have heard, but you would remember off of the event with Twitter in Nigeria, some people accused, I think quite a number of people did accuse the government of stifling criticism. Others also held the view that, say, an organization, for example, like Twitter, able to determine who speaks, if they speak, when they speak, is equally troubling. So it looks as though that there needs be a common ground. So let's talk about the fact that from Twitter, which is yet to finally get total freedom for all Nigerians to use or consume, there is now this other conversation about, you know, the other end of media, for example, Netflix. I'm not even sure whether something like YouTube would also... But pretty much streaming platforms. So I'm thinking, absolutely, why not? But of course, Netflix. And from me to you, I want to find out whether there are things that have the potential to induce mental chaos in the mind of the average Nigerian, enough that that Nigerian can go out into the street and threaten our national democracy, because that's the angle the government presents as to why there is need to regulate the growing demand for streaming platforms. My name's Joyce. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. And of course, you can join our other streaming platforms on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3, and of course on Facebook as well, Nigeria Info 99.3. All right, so welcome to the show. Let me get your view. And if you agree with the government, you need to do us all a favor and speak specifically to some of the contents you think that are on your streaming platforms that should not be there. I initially thought it would be a moral situation, but not necessarily so. It's more a case of national peace, unity, and democracy, given that some of you are so angered by what you believe is... Some of you are so angered by what you believe is what the government isn't doing enough that you'd seize the opportunity to use a liberal platform like social media to criticize the government. And maybe the government doesn't have enough chest to endure it, so they have to find ways by which they kind of put you in a frame, a kind of regulation. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hi. Hello. Welcome. What's your name? Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Can you hear us? All right. So I'm going to assume you're not home. So we segue. Hi. Good afternoon. The volume of your radio.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, first of all, let me congratulate our leaders.
Oh, great.
Because they cripple our own plan. Because at the age of 25, during their time, they're able to fought for power. At this generation, the age of 35, to even get money to marry, you find it difficult for the how they're able to start a plan.
Oh. You think you're saying Nigeria has destroyed your dreams?
Exactly.
Oh.
Because at the age of, look at Yakub Gwan. At the age of 25, look at other people around them. They know what they are doing. But this time around, we are working underground. We youth cannot. We are working towards our own dream. And by God's grace, we get to where we are going. These great times are calling from Lekki. See, look at I have little message for...
What do you think about regulating social media?
Minister of Information.
What do you think about regulating social media?
Regulating social media... See, the one they are saying regulating social media, that people that are on social media, they are more than this. All that one is not our own business.
Oh, okay.
Whether they regulate, they cannot stop us because we youth, we are benefit from social media. Hello, ma?
Yeah.
We are, because some of us, we are doing business, little thing. Whether they stop, whether they continue, is not my business.
Okay.
Because I know their plan, because I'm close to them, and I know their plan.
Oh, that's
whether
something.
They regulate, not okay. regulate, we know, we are working towards our project. Time goes on, they know our plan, ma.
Well, believe me, that went over my head, but I'm going to assume that your plan, you know, sees daylight. Thank you very much for calling. Not sure what the plan is. Hi, the sunny side. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Anne. I'm calling from Makoto.
Great. Go ahead.
So I support Alhaji Lai Mohammed.
Mm.
Social media should be regulated, even Facebook.
Oh.
Because
okay.
The youth today who are calling, saying government has done this for them, they are the ones doing themselves, because if I may use the word of Abushim, the man that authored the author of the Green Mist.
I lost you. All right. I know you are desperate enough and you'll call back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. I want to hear your views. Good afternoon.
Hello.
The volume of your radio, Sam. Well, you owe me that. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
Okay, happy to be here. My name is Binga. I'm calling from Ugudu.
Great. Binga, go ahead.
Yes. I don't so much have a problem with regulation.
Oh.
I think the problem I have is what is being regulated and why.
Well, hold on. Let me see if I can help inject something there. Your streaming platforms, and if you are a consumer of media, you know what that means.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Take, for example, if the government is going to be scared of us consuming anything, I think one of the content it might be worried that we might be consuming might be maybe the insurrection in the United States, January 6th.
That didn't cross my mind. Okay. Is that the worst thing on Netflix? Is that the worst thing on your streaming platforms?
I don't think it's the worst thing, but I think it's the kind of thing the government might be afraid of. That
people
in the U.S. can do that, and youth in Nigeria can see people in the U.S. do it.
Mm.
Maybe the youth in Nigeria might want to do it one day.
I think you have the perfect reference, which would be Twitter. Have you forgotten Twitter so quickly? Well, does Twitter happen here? So
yes.
Yeah.
For example, the Twitter thing... First of all, our politicians are extremely arrogant. To them, they just feel they are too big for anybody to tell them, you cannot do this on my platform.
I don't think it's just the politicians. I think there is a culture of arrogance in Nigeria.
Yeah, I think so. I totally agree.
No, it's not. It's a fact. Haven't you been around?
I totally agree with you.
It's a fact.
And for me, my fear with the regulation has always been, if you are going to regulate, can you at least present some kind of information, some kind of evidence for why you think things like this should be regulated?
Do you think Twitter is a worthy reference? Do you think Twitter holds strong enough as something worth...
I don't think
worth,
so. Okay. Twitter is a private company. They have the right to have their policy, and they have the right to determine who gets to use their platform or not.
It seems as though in the same breath, you're also saying that the government equally has the same right to determine what kind of company operates within the shores of the country. So that's also...
Yes.
Okay.
They have that right. Just as Twitter has the right to say, we don't want President Buhari on our Twitter, so we're going to block him.
So
I think
Nigerian
government also has the right to say, okay, we don't want Twitter in Nigeria, so we're going to ban it too. I think both of them have the right to do what they've done. But my problem with government is what you find most time is people regulating based on what their preference is.
Oh.
It's not always necessarily based on any objective evidence.
We are given an objective. So let's assume that there is, I don't know whether you think there's any credit to it. So the objective is to prevent chaos and any threat to our national democracy. What do you say?
I don't think that can possibly... I don't see how that is true, because what exactly is on Twitter?
Or Netflix, or YouTube, or Hulu, or whatever else you're on.
Yeah, to me, the only thing that came to my head is the insurrection. And I have, right. I actually followed that. I did follow it. But I'm still an adult. I still know how to make the right decision. Just because I saw the insurrection doesn't mean I thought it was the right thing.
So is it possible that maybe Lai Mohammed and his sentiment might hold sway here, this moment, even if it's for 2 seconds? You think, yeah, maybe he has a point.
Well, like I said, it depends on what they are regulating and why they are regulating it.
Okay, so you saw the insurrection. So, for example, you'd like the Nigerian government to regulate the insurrection that played out in America, for example.
I don't think so, because I don't think
I don't think
it's up to the government to be telling me what I should be watching.
All right,
I'm
thank
an adult.
You.
They can regulate for the kids, but not for me.
All right. You're a free man. Thank you very much. You too. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. You can see how this really, you have to go into the crevices of this topic to really extract some hidden facts or maybe omissions, if you ask me. The Sunny Side. Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Evelyn.
Welcome, lady. Go ahead.
I don't know why Nigerian government and misplaced priorities are 5 and 6. Honestly speaking, they say it will cause chaos and threat. The chaos that bandits have been causing, what have they done about it? Have they attended to that one? And besides, have they regulated poverty in the land? What are they doing to regulate poverty? It's only social media that they know how to fight. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That was rather sharp. Nigeria Info. Welcome, my friends. Hey, computer. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, given the caller's last contribution, I'm thinking, wait, is it possible that social media also influences banditry? Because we've been dealing with that for like all of 5 minutes. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. The possibility that your media consumption could be regulated. And the government would have you believe that on good faith, they think if they regulate it, then they at least to some degree limit the potential or possibility of causing chaos or at least allowing something trigger threats to our national democracy. What you say about that is necessary. You are a media consumer. And out of curiosity, I'm asking you, are there things that you consume that out of good judgment, you believe that something like that is capable of influencing the average person or inducing them with just enough violence that they can go into the streets and act like wildlings? Welcome. My name's Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon to you. I lost you. Make it back. The Sunny Side. Hi. The volume of your radio set. Thank you. What's your name?
Hello.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Jerry.
Welcome, Jerry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the caller before the last one said something about Twitter has the right to let anyone otherwise on their platform.
Okay.
And the government also has the right to allow Twitter in Nigeria or not. And I think I disagree.
Oh.
The two are not the same.
Okay.
Twitter is a private company that has its own policies, right? Mm. The government cannot mandate individuals or businesses to do as the government pleases.
Okay.
Without
otherwise, it would be propaganda.
Order.
Yeah, it would be
exactly,
it's tyranny.
Right?
Yeah.
But blocking a private business, right? Because I'm not even aware of a court order, right? Mm. The government just, based on their powers to regulate telecoms companies,
mm-hmm.
sends the IP address of, like, maybe Twitter or any company.
Mm.
It's Twitter today, right? It could be any business tomorrow. So think about a random, maybe internet, maybe e-commerce company, or any company that works on the internet.
Mm.
If we say the government has the ability to just tell telecoms companies, block this given website so that nobody can go to it without a court order, right? That is an egregious abuse of power.
I don't think that is how they're going about it. I think this is very much still within, they're still negotiating it, and I thought it was necessary that now that it's still within the pipelines that we can discuss it, you get. So I don't think this is going to be a method. I don't think so.
But that's exactly what they've done is what I'm saying. Like
the Twitter one.
Yeah, yes. The NCC, by its power to regulate telecoms companies, right, just says all of you block this website from being accessible within this country.
Okay.
Right?
So you feel the government should not be able to do something like that?
Yeah. You know? Oh. Like, the executive should not just have a power to block people. So imagine if government says today, Nigeria Info,
they're not blocking.
This particular frequency should not be broadcast in this country. That's the same thing.
Well, hold on a second. They're not blocking. According to them, and I'm, you know, repeating their words verbatim, yeah, they're saying that this is not to stifle creativity. This is just to regulate what people consume so that democracy is not threatened. How about that for a reference?
But what they've done, right, is to block the service, is to block Nigerians from accessing the service without...
No, it's not. They're not blocking the service. They're regulating it. It's not block. It's regulate. It's manage content.
Well, I guess they can try. But, you know, it's the internet. It's worldwide access.
So you use VPN.
It's a losing battle to try to regulate what people have control, have access to over the internet. Because it's global, right? And you can, even in China, with their draconian censorship measures, right? People still access social media services and other websites that have been banned from the government. So it's a losing battle. I mean, you can make it more difficult in the sense that it takes maybe a more technically savvy user, right, to access those websites after they've been banned from general use. But ultimately, it's a losing battle.
So we're going to ignore the technicalities of how the ban might be implied or how it would be enforced. Let's talk about the rationale behind regulating it. Do you think that there is some content on mainstream media that can influence the psyche of the average Nigerian and drive them mad?
Yes, I can understand that a reasonable conversation can be had about that. After all,
I'm hoping that that's what we would have had since you called me. Let's talk about that.
Yes, so traditional media, right? Traditional media is regulated, right? TV stations, radio stations.
Even your streaming platforms are regulated.
But social media, right, is something entirely different.
Do you think the government has a point? Do you think that they're probably, I mean, you don't like them, but they have a point, something like that?
I think the point is weak because social media is individuals talking to other individuals. Traditional media is corporate entities, right? Talking is one to many. Corporate entities talking to individuals. The government can regulate businesses, right? Mm-hmm. Government can pass laws.
But they can't regulate one-on-one conversation or one-on-one interaction.
But regulating the speech of individuals on the internet, that's already drawing near to abridging the freedom of expression.
All right.
Social media is not the same as traditional media in that sense. Social media is corporate entities working under a broadcast code.
Yeah.
Individuals on social media, that's speech. That's what speech is today. Speech doesn't necessarily mean things you say with your mouth. Speech is expressing yourself.
Yeah, but what about content consumed by a number of people? So I think I get your argument, except that given the fashioning or say the characteristics of local media, something like a Netflix can be easily characterized in that same category, somewhere at the bottom of the food chain, where it's one company showing something to millions of people or thousands of people.
Yes, I guess the government can bring sensible regulations. Ooh, right?
Finally, we got
in that kind of situation.
Okay,
you don't. After all, the company is not a Nigerian company.
Yeah.
You can try to put some pressure on them and say, okay,
so you know what?
Come to the table.
Yeah, so let's draw to a till end here. You think that there is some sensibility in trying to regulate media consumption?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for being honest. I do appreciate that. Wow.
Thank you.
Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, this is a calling from the Wolo.
Real quick, Eze, do me the favor. Let's not go. Let's not merry-go-round. Let's not dance around. I think you get it. Just hit me.
Okay, no, I'll just go very brief.
Thank you. I know you're not happy with the government not giving you palliative, but let's see whether we can stick to the topic. Thank you.
That one has come and gone now. We cannot be crying for our fair meal now.
All right. Great.
Let's talk for the present one. Oh, yeah. Our daily bread is today.
Yes. Go ahead.
So let's talk of that one.
Actually,
you see, for the regulation of this media or something, whatever they
streaming
call it,
platforms,
they can't work.
Oh, why?
But at the same time, it's good for us to regulate it because the way and method, what we are seeing on them today, It's not what.
What are you seeing? Are you speaking out of fear or assumption or fact? What are you seeing?
Anybody? I don't owe anybody credit now.
Yeah, but what are you seeing?
Nobody's coming to arrest me now.
Yeah, but what are you seeing on social media that is capable of making an innocent Nigerian become a wildling?
That's social media have corrupt almost all our women.
Come on, man, shake it off! Don't do that.
I'm telling you the facts.
So are the men wiser?
If you want to prove me wrong, go to Facebook now and check all the pictures they are posting there.
Wait, are the men the wiser? Are the men better off?
The men are more wiser than the women.
How many women have lured other women on Facebook and had them killed? How many stories have you heard of young women who went to meet a guy on Facebook, that they met on Facebook and then the guy killed them? You're being sexist, and I don't like people who don't think. You're being reactionary, and I think
let's call the spade a spade.
Let's call a spade a spade. You don't even know what a spade is, because here you are. Your last submission was flawed. You can't say Facebook has made women less moral and the men more saints.
The corruption there, I don't even like seeing it again, because when you look at their picture, they are almost totally naked. But when you see some men there, they are dressed fine, picture.
So wait, do you think the government? Beautiful. Do you think
but
the government?
Women, I don't know what is wrong with us.
Relax. Do you think the government is capable of regulating your morality?
Yes, they can do it.
Oh, you are such.
Dress you with your line and get whoever posted that kind of a thing.
Okay,
it's happened in other places. Do you want to do so much in this country now?
Do you want to
control our people again?
So you feel that the people should be controlled like serfs, like slaves?
It can be possible, but I don't think they can do it. Yeah.
Your point, eh? I'm just going to throw it all away. Thank you very much.
My point is that let them regulate it.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. So this, my brother, you know, he cut off his nose to spite his face. So you can just see how he just thinks, oh, it's women. By the way, I have a message here from Ashley. Ashley says, and I quote, and this is on Instagram Live, I honestly think that Lai Mohammed has watched the final part of Money Heist on Netflix. The gang of robbers actually blackmailed the government and made away with the country's loot. And it's also possible that maybe, you know, the minister watched Money Heist. I think I agree with you. And that's enough to threaten any... Yeah, and I haven't seen Money Heist. Did Lai see it before me? Off on a break. We'll be right back when we come back. I mean, imagine the conversation. Ooh, Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 32 minutes past 1 p.m. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. Someone on Instagram Live said Joyce should go into rap. She can see 1,000 words in 1 minute. Welcome, the sunny side. Welcome, my friends. My name's Joyce, yeah. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemawa, on Instagram. And that's one word. I, Joyce Onyemawa, on Instagram. We're also live streaming on Facebook and YouTube. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Facebook, and Nigeria Info 99.3 YouTube. Welcome, my friends. Okay, so while we're on the break, I had to read some comments off of Instagram Live, and I think you should hear it. Hold on a second. Let me see. Okay. I'm not sure what this tweet is trying to eventually imply. But Sean on Instagram is saying, Joyce, please, those countries with strict draconian rules like Middle East and Asia, like nudes and porn, do your research. Actually, there's quite some report on that. For example, I had a friend who studied in Abu Dhabi, and he was in the engineering department of his said university. And he told me about seeing ladies who, due to whatever, I mean, you know how they separate the sexes? And he spoke about seeing lesbians. So they're women who practice lesbianism. That's one. The other part is that in 2010, the BBC reported, and I quote, how murder exposed Saudi prince homosexual life. This was 19th December 2010. I remember a few years ago, a prince, I think that was the Prince of Bahrain, he was found in a hotel somewhere in the UK, and they found his aide and himself, blah, blah, you know, in a position. And when he was threatened with arrest. He said, I'm a prince and you can do nothing to me. I think I'm trying to underscore the fact that some of you today have said something about the government or you being okay with your government regulating your morality. I'm not sure whether you thoroughly understand what that would I'm not sure you understand the implications of that. But let me suggest one, for example, that you would have to. So first of all, you've had conversations about freedom of speech. I don't know whether you care about that conversation, but many of you believe that as a human, one of your rights would include freedom to live, to have any religion, to marry, to do this, to study, and freedom to choose and freedom of speech. So I think you don't know what the implication of that is, but let me help you and suggest that if you would allow a government regulate your morality, well, it's not just that you're giving up. You're also giving up the fact that someone else is doing the thinking for you and choosing for you. So I think that if you are fine with that, I mean, hey, it's your life. You choose. I think it's just too much to give up for someone who is said to be free, except you're saying you're not free. So I'm going to allow you to think about that in a moment, and maybe you might want to say something about that. But welcome if you have just tuned in. So the conversation is the regulating of social media. The government believes that there's some social contents that you're consuming that has a potential to induce violence or cause people to go from sanity to insanity, and you can become or carry out actions that make you look or become wildlings. Now, some of you might agree or disagree, but the government says at least that's their position. I want to know what some of these contents are, particularly if you agree with the government, that are on your streaming platforms that you believe kind of violates the sanity of the average Nigerian. The Sunnyside, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hi, how are you doing? Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, that'll be great. We have a few more minutes on this one, then we segue to our other topic. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Joyce.
Welcome. Afternoon. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
My name is Emeka.
Yeah.
First of all, like for the last decade, Boko Haram has been ravaging the north.
Okay.
Destroying lives and property and all that. Now, I want to ask a question. Was it Netflix they were watching that changed their mentality and started destroying those things? If it was Netflix, down south, we also watch Netflix now. In the southwest, southeast, south, everywhere, watch Netflix. Why is there no Boko Haram here? Mm. Why is it only in the north? Now, before Jonathan left, he built Amajiri schools. But the elites there frustrated it. Why? They knew if these people started going to school and getting educated, they were going to start asking questions. They frustrated. I mean, today, I don't think those schools are still in existence. You understand?
Okay.
So him coming out to say, oh, they want to regulate, blah, 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 blah. It's just, I mean, they want to limit our thinking. They don't want us to think beyond. Well, I mean, in the last 1-2 years with the NSAS thing and all of that, they've seen that there's like an uprising. So they want to limit it and make sure we don't go past. Because, you know, I mean, look, see the way they're handling these answers and stuff and all that. They know that the next one that is going to come is going to be more of a revolution. So they are trying to kind of limit it and all that. I mean, it's just nonsense. It's not. There's no excuse. Why would they regulate what? What are they regulating? Mm. So, I mean, okay, fine. You want to regulate. At least they'll come out and then give us the statistics and said, okay, for the last 5 years, we've been studying and we found out that maybe 5,000 people have become more violent as a result of watching Netflix. No statistics, nothing. And then you just wake up one morning and come. And why does it have to be Lai Mohammed?
I mean, he's the one in charge. He's a door, if we can call him that.
Well, I just want them to know that they have less than 2 years there. And even if they succeed in regulating,
Man, if I get there in 2023, I'm going to free both.
Are you running for office 2023?
Unfortunately, there's no space for independent candidacy. I would have come out. I would have loved to, honestly.
Let me see. Do you think that it's possible that, regardless of what you don't like about the government, that there is some credit to their sentiment? That there are some things, you know, that people consume in social media that's capable of inducing madness, uproar, you know, unrest.
See, over the last, say, 5-6 years since they assumed power, and the northern, their own Anis Indibo or whatever, they've always come out to make violent statements. And what did they do about it? Nothing. They didn't do nothing about it, and then they are coming to tell us they should start from there first. They should start from there. Look at Sheikh Gumi, always going to meet with bandits and terrorists, and the guy is walking freely. Nothing is being done to him, and they are coming out. I mean, look at the Minister of Communications or whatever.
I guess he is the accepted interface between government and the militants.
In a sane government, that guy would be behind bars.
For being the interface, he has committed, I'm not holding court. It's not like he's done anything criminal. He's just an interface.
I mean, he has done criminal things. He made inciting statements. Yes, it was years ago, but then, why did you have to wait until you were exposed before you now come out to apologize and say, I was much younger then?
Do me the favor, you have to stay on the conversation. So you're referring to what he did in the past, but then immediately your sentence before that, you were referring to the fact that he is an interface between government and the bandits. But my point is that you can't quite hold him, you can't charge him criminally for that. And remember, in his words, that he said there's nothing that he does that the government is not aware of. His words, and I play the audio here for us to listen to. So the government is full aware of what he does.
Well, you're talking of Sheikh Gumi. You were talking about the Minister of Communication that was...
you refer to Sheikh, the Gumi guy. So
yes.
I thought...
Yeah,
yeah, but you're not...
I was tuned in that day. I listened to...
I think that... there's something that, it's evident that you don't like the government. And I think sometimes I have to struggle to remind you to just get back on track, because it seems as though you kind of drag every other issue, significant as they might be, do not necessarily apply to the topic. Let me read something off of Instagram Live. He says, hold on, your question, Afghanistan, Taliban government, do it. Saudi monarchy, do it. Several Islamic countries, do it. China, too. So I'm not sure what you mean. Are you saying because the Taliban government, Afghan government, Saudi monarchy, and other Islamic countries do it? So are you saying that it should be done? I'm lost. Help me. It does appear that you're insinuating that you're willing to acquiesce human will to a government to regulate for you, given that, you don't want the responsibility to think for yourself. And that's really one of the highest proof of slavery would be the man who is not willing to take responsibility for his thought or his action. So you want someone else to manage it for you. And I want to believe that you think it's right, but you have not necessarily thought it through. I think you think it's right to acquiesce will to a government. Then you can never complain about slavery. You can never, ever have any opposing argument against slavery. If you think in any way that that's good, and this is me saying, we can open up another conversation. Let's talk about what you think freedom is. And let's speak about maybe it's your lack of choice to be accountable and responsible, and how in the absence of a man choosing to be responsible, then he is a slave. You cannot beat me to that argument. And I'm open to that. I'm really open to that. So it's now we've moved away from the government regulating things, but for the sake of time, I'm going to probably make that a social media conversation. I want to really know what you think about the fact that, in order to maintain the democracy, then you take away the rights of the people. Because some of you suggested that the government, like the man who said regulate Facebook, and a friend on Instagram saying regulate. Some countries are doing it. Like, what do you mean some countries are doing it? You think there are no prostitutes in China? Have you not been paying attention? All right. Two more calls, and then we segue to something else. Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce, my friend. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Noya.
Welcome, Noya. Go ahead.
They shouldn't regulate social media.
Yeah. So, why? Why?
Children. Wait, I thought children is PG. Parental guidance, I mean.
What'd you say?
I think, you know, I think they shouldn't regulate it. If it's children now, that would be different thing. I mean, children should be in PG. Parental guidance, I mean. If they, for example, it's only children you can do that for, not for an adult. That's what I'm saying.
The academy.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm saying, that you cannot do it for an adult. Adults have the right to do what they like. At least they have brain to know this.
Okay, so let me ask you, is it possible that there are some things that... Okay, that's fine. Is it possible that there's some things that adults watch that is capable of making adults become... go off the hinge? Like, you know, things that adults watch that make them go mad?
Yes, it's true. For example,
like what?
There's this station in
DSTV
that they call ID.
Huh? ID,
yes. That station... Crime and investigation.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that station. Let me tell you something about that station. That station...
You don't like it?
No, I like that station, but there's people where they might react on that station. Like now, somebody came back and they want to react on that because of what they have watched. They will get an idea how to emulate somebody. I don't know if you get me.
So you would rather not have people watch Crime and Investigation because it denies them the idea of how to cover a crime.
If they choose to do the wrong thing, they will face the consequences. God gave us brain to use the brain. Why is the brain there?
But you think Crime and Investigation is a kind of a show that government should regulate, really?
No, they should also regulate it. I'm just giving for an example. Now, there's a people that cannot control their self.
Okay. They watch Crime and Investigation and commit crimes of passion.
Yes, God bless you. Another thing again, I was listening to you one month and I was saying that women, that you do women, you started talking about women. What am I saying this is that if it's a woman I call and talk against men, now you will see, example, now if I'm that auntie and I used to talk now, I've mentioned that thing now, they'll be angry. I'll be saying that, that woman, kiniko. Let me stop it, though. I will change it for somebody.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. All right. So, final call. I'll do one more, and then, Nigeria Info. Welcome. You're my final caller.
Yes. You had touched on the morality issue some couple of times,
It was an assumption, but some callers have called in and pretty much suggested that government should manage morality, which I think is wild.
The problem here, Joy, is that a lot of people are hypocritical, or at best, they can't see beyond their nose. You see, when it's something they don't like, take, for example, the anti-gay law we have in this country. They support the government's right to put people in jail for simply who they choose to love because they don't like gay. But when it comes to something they like, they will want to say the government shouldn't have the right to take it away. And that is why you find people saying, take for example, the man that called that he doesn't like the way women
display
their sexuality on social media. I'm pretty sure if we vote somebody like that in government, the first thing he's going to do is to punish women who expose certain parts of their body.
You know what's interesting?
And he would think that is okay to
do. No. He's going to give a law that bans women from exposing their body, but he's going to have concubines.
Imagine.
That's the hypocrisy.
We've had people mention Saudi Arabia, they've mentioned China. There was a time China was burning down churches. A significant majority of them here were screaming that why should China have the right to do that?
You just juggled my memory. You know, in Bahrain, there's this law against, you know, fornication and adultery.
Yes.
But the Prince of Bahrain had a concubine, an American, and she wrote a book after their affair.
Joyce, please, let me ask them. It is against the law to preach Christianity in Saudi Arabia. Let me ask them if they like that law. It is actually a crime to preach publicly as a Christian in Saudi Arabia.
So you don't support the morality part, evidently.
Yes. The problem is when it's consistent with what they view as morality, they want to say the government shouldn't regulate it. When it's something that is not consistent with their own preferential sense of morality, they say the government should take it away.
Well, you can't blame them. It's conditioning. But let me ask you, the government, do you think the government has a point regulating content on your streaming platforms?
Yes, they do. I think they have a point, but the problem for me is always what is being regulated and why.
Eventually, they'll let you know, but you're really okay with them regulating. Wait, do you think the content is capable of driving people mad?
Well, it depends on what you... I mean, there
like
what?
Someone said money heist. Really? You think money heist can develop a new breed of criminals?
You know, it's all subject to interpretation. Some people will say, for example, there's a Marvel movie coming on, for example, that has already been censored in Nigeria because one of the characters in the movie is gay. And a government can say, oh, we think you drive our kids to become gay, so we'll censor the movie, we'll not let you watch it.
Okay.
So it's subject to how they interpret what they even mean by drive people
mad. But you see, the whole concept of gay is a cultural issue. So it's some things are not familiar.
I actually think it's more religious than cultural, though.
Okay, so that's left to be debated. So let's not waste time on that. But I'm saying that you agree that the government should regulate content.
I mean, we can't just leave everything willy-nilly and everything just goes on.
Right.
And I think I don't have a problem with some form of regulation, but it has to be objective.
Thank you.
It cannot just be my Bible say these.
No. That's not what I don't think that's what the government is doing. I don't even know what religion Lai Muhammad is, but by his name, he must be Muslim.
He's a Muslim.
Yeah, so I don't think I don't think he's going to say my Bible said this because he understands that he is a leader amongst a multicultural nation. So I think, to be honest with you, this conversation ended with you support the government and that's one for the government.
I think some form of regulation is fine.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
It's not every time I get something out of you that's in favor of the government. Today, I think like the government got like 5 thumbs up or something like that. I'm off on a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about surrogacy. Yeah. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's Open Thought Tuesday. This is radio. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. So I have about 3 minutes to run that introduction by you, and I want to get your view on it. It's a surrogacy. Well, it's in Nigeria, and let me see if I can just paraphrase all that definition into one. It's the means by which a couple can choose or a woman can choose to have a child, but the child would be carried, the pregnancy period would be carried by someone else. Practically just simplified. Yeah. Okay. So you hire a womb. You hire a womb. You call someone. You say you're going to carry my baby, and we'll pay you for it. After 9 months, you give birth to the child. We pay you. You go forever. The child is mine. All right. So recently, a Nigerian actress Iniedo chose surrogacy. She's been married before. Her marriage didn't work. And I guess she just thought, look, I want to have a child. And maybe she considered, in her words, she said that the reason she didn't choose to have, you know, a husband or maybe a boyfriend or a partner is because she doesn't want the drama that usually plays out between a man and a woman whenever they fall out of love. The child is somewhere in the middle and the father is tugging at the child while the mom is tugging at the child. And she said that drama between men and women, she wasn't down for it. And so for that reason, she had to find a donor, which is a man who brings his sperm and, you know, they send it to the clinic and they do this IVF thing and put it in the other woman and she gets pregnant when the baby is full, give birth. Yeah, all right. I don't like all that. But you get it. I think that as much as let me tell you why I think this conversation is necessary, particularly for those of you who are religiously persuaded. I feel that you might object to it. So I want to also highlight the possibility that some people can't have a child. Either the man is infertile or the woman is infertile. So they can't have a child. For that reason, they either adopt or use surrogacy. I want to know what you think about the concept of surrogacy, ethical, moral, and religious implications of it by your definition. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. To 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. So welcome to the show, surrogacy. Now remember that our immediate reference is not necessarily, what's her name, Iniedo. It's not necessarily the person, it's the concept of it. And honestly, some people who have opted for surrogacy pretty much might have given a similar reason as to, well, the reason I don't want a man in my life is because I don't want man drama. Or the reason I don't want a woman in my life is because I don't want woman drama. And for that reason, they want to have a child, but they don't want your traditional method of having children. Or, let's rephrase that, given where they have found themselves, because there are now other non-traditional circles where people have found themselves, and them and their partners want a child, and so they have to come up with or take other alternatives thanks to science. Yeah, okay. So I want to hear your moral, ethical, or religious support or arguments for or against, you know, this issue of surrogacy. I must highlight that the child will not have, I mean, the child could grow up having a father figure, but the child will never know who the father is. Now, how important that is for you to determine. And then would it have, so I think for me, the most important thing is that, well, people who opt for this method of surrogacy, whether it's the absence of a father or a mother, what happens is, well, the child grows up without one particular necessary influence. And then some of you might say, well, that particular influence, after all, they are naked on Facebook, like one of my callers today. Or you might say, well, after all, men are no good, so what's the point having them? So I don't really know how you want to take it, but let's talk about opting for other non-traditional means of having children. Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Welcome to the show. Stick to the topic. No name calling. I don't care what you think about some woman you saw, some actress. That's not my business. Stick to the plan, all right? Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Hi, this is Remy.
Yeah, welcome, Remy. Thank you. Go ahead.
I think it's unfair, kind of. If your reason isn't medical.
Oh, okay.
Because imagine you having a child and they end up asking you, mom or dad, where is my dad or mom? And the next thing is, you show them the test tube, but what?
The lab. Or you can tell them the story of why you thought, you know, you couldn't have a husband, or you chose not to have a husband, because
isn't
maybe
that,
you
know, selfish in a way? If your reason is, the world is big, there are good men out there. Yeah, which I believe there are good men and good men out there. So, procreation naturally is between two people, a man and a woman.
Until science gave you other options. So if you've read the book, The Brave New World, they're artificial wombs. Yeah. Like babies are created in the lab. Have you heard designer babies?
Sure.
Yeah. So science came along.
Yeah. Science is distorting nature in a way.
Yeah. Or helping, I think, depending on who you ask.
Procreation is between two adults. So
for that reason, you don't think, yeah,
because your children will grow with other children. And questions will be asked in the way. And at that age, will they be able to wrap their head around...
Your children might grow up with other children who have divorced parents. You know, that's... You think it's better to have divorced parents than to not have a dad at all?
The world we are still living in, though, and the part of the world we are living in Nigeria, I'm using Nigeria as an example.
Yeah.
It is still a thing, it's still a culture that you must have a father and a mother.
Okay.
Or a figure of either of the two.
You think it might change in the future?
Maybe in the next 100 years. I don't know.
All right.
As it is today.
Yeah. All
that
right.
is the case. So parents should consider the mental health of that kid.
And the long-term implications.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you? Good afternoon to you. What's your name? Welcome, lady. What's your name?
My name is Ade.
Welcome, Ade. Thank you very much.
There are so many angles to this, but I will try to be as fast as possible.
Go ahead.
One is just like what the other person said, but I'll come from this angle. Like, why would you subject another woman to going through that? Like, is this, sometimes it comes down to women doing other women again.
What do you mean
because
by that?
Like, that attachment between a mother and child, you take that away
from the
because you, for whatever reason, that isn't medical, like the other person said.
Oh, okay.
And there are many other options. There is the option of adoption. There is the option of foster care. You can even combine both, right?
Wait a second. When you say take the child away, what are you suggesting? That the one who carried the baby is the one who's maybe being unfair to? I don't know what you mean. Well, so there's a deal already.
It's like objectifying women.
Absolutely. Commodifying women. Yeah, but the truth is the woman who's going to carry the baby is already aware. She's being paid for it. She knows that she's going to carry the baby for 9 months. After 9 months, deliver the baby, hand the baby over. That's a deal. She's paid for that.
It might be a deal, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's you.
There's just some things you wouldn't do, even if you can pay someone to do it. The question is it right to do that?
So now that's what we're trying to see, whether we can narrow down the rightness of it. So I'm thinking
it isn't right. I feel for those who medically they can't have children.
Okay.
But I mean, when children have now become something you want to have, rather than children being a responsibility or a joy, you want to be a part of a child's life. You want to help a child grow.
Okay.
It's not say I want to have, like it possesses something. So when it is a possessive thing, then
that's a problem with that.
You will pay somebody to give you a child. Right.
Okay.
But if it's a difference between I want to be a mother and I want to have a child. When you want to be a mother, you would take care of any child you find. You will look for children available to love.
Okay.
You wouldn't try to create a baby from just because you want the child to have your DNA. I understand the concept of wanting to have your own personal biological child.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't have it naturally, why not adopt? There are children if you want to be a mother.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate you calling in. So, all right, we're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. My eardrums. Even after Christmas, I still want to have it. Honey. Hello. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. The volume of your radio set. Lock the cars.
I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Quickly, let me jump on the...
Please, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ola.
Welcome, Ola, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Good job, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I have a cousin who actually has been praying for a child for the past 25 years.
Okay.
And she couldn't get one. She kept crying and crying year in, year out.
Yeah.
And she has Christmas, so I don't know what the issue is. So at some point, somebody spoke to them. I was saying, you can't do IVF, which they tried several times and failed. And she wants to have a child. She wants to nurture a child. She wants to groom a child.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference like this. Because the other caller said there's a difference between being a mother and you just wanting to have a child. She wants to be a mother. She has to try all her best and all that. And, you know, who could do this for her? Nobody. So someone just suggested, I want to just do surrogate. And she did it. She paid. I tell you today, she is happy.
Okay.
You know, she just, it's even after that, I now realize that, you know, you don't have to be pregnant for you to lactate. You know, once you have your baby, stop continuously, just begin to lactate. So I learned that, you know, with them.
It's a good thing.
Okay, so you think that having a surrogate mother is okay, like having a child through someone else is okay?
It's a way of helping some of our women who are not opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But are there ethical concerns, moral concerns?
Well, if you are a Christian, you might not want to, because some of the things in the Bible negate
surrogacy. They kind of, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course. Well, the truth is, you are talking about individual happiness.
But should your faith be subject to your happiness? You know, that's also another question you want to ask. If you say individual happiness, then should your faith take the back seat in your pursuit of happiness? Or does your faith within it carry your elements of happiness?